This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The counting of votes is in progress for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. The latest trends indicate that the National Conference and Congress Alliance is leading in 90-member Jammu and Kashmir Legislative Assembly. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, is ahead in 90-member Haryana Legislative Assembly. As per the latest reports, in Jammu and Kashmir, 84 results have been declared so far. National Conference won 39 seats and is leading in 3. Bharatiya Janata Party bagged 27 seats and is leading in 2. Indian National Congress won 6 seats. Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party won 3 seats. Jammu and Kashmir People Conference got 1 seat. Communist Party of India, Marxist, is leading in 1 seat. Aam Aadmi Party got 1 seat. Independents won 7 seats. Former Chief Minister and National Conference leader Umar Abdullah has won from Badgam seat and is leading from Ganderbal seat. Pirzada Muhammad Sayyid of Congress has won from Anantnag seat. Abdul Majid Bhatt of National Conference won Anantnag West. Sajjad Ghani Lone of Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference won Handwara seat. Mohammad Yusuf Tarigami of CPIM is ahead in Kulgam. Senior Congress leader Ghulam Muhammad Mir won from Duru seat. Dr. Bashir Ahmed Viri of National Conference has won from Sri Gufara Bijbehara seat of Anantnag district against Iltija Mufti, daughter of PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in 3 phases on the 18th and 25th of September and the 1st of this month. In Haryana, 37 results have been announced so far. BJP has won 20 seats and is leading in 30. Congress has won 15 seats and is leading in 20. Indian National Lok Dal leading in 2 seats. Independents won 2 seats and are leading in 1 seat. Wrestler Vinesh Phogat won from Congress, has won from Julana constituency. BJP leader and Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini won from Ladwa seat. Congress leader and former Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda won Gadi Sampla Kiloi seat in Rohtak. BJP's Nikhil Madan won from Sonipat seat. Haryana Minister Moolchand Sharma is ahead in Ballabgarh. Independent candidate Devendra Kadian won Ganaur seat. Polling for 90-member Haryana Assembly took place on the 5th of October. Union Minister and former Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal Khattar said that the people have rejected the Congress party. Talking to media, he said that the public has conveyed the message that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's policies have had a positive impact on the people of the state. Mr. Khattar said that this is a record in Haryana that a party has come to power for the third time. BJP General Secretary Arun Singh has expressed confidence that the BJP will form the government for the third time in Haryana as the trends of the election results are coming in its favour. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakrabarty will be honoured with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. Our correspondent reports the awards will be conferred in various categories to celebrate excellence in filmmaking, storytelling and acting. Today is Indian Air Force Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the Indian Air Force on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The Air Force is admired for their courage and professionalism and their role in protecting the nation is extremely commendable." In ICC Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia will face New Zealand in the Group A match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium in Sharjah this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Before we close the bulletin, here is the latest trends again. In Jammu and Kashmir, 85 results have been declared so far. National Conference won 40 seats and is leading in 2. Bharatiya Janata Party won 27 seats and is leading in 2 seats. Indian National Congress won 6 seats. Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party won 3 seats. Jammu and Kashmir People Conference got 1 seat. Communist Party of India Marxist is leading in 1 seat. Aam Aadmi Party got 1 seat. Independents have won 7 seats. In Haryana, 40 results have been announced so far. BJP has won 21 seats and is leading in 29. Congress has won 17 seats and is leading in 18. Indian National Lok Dal is leading in 2 seats. Independents won 2 seats and are leading in 1 seat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.